ביאן סימן ריש פי דלד in the middle of סיף אלף, but it's just starting in the lotion of the מחבא, מפתירים בנובי מעניונו של פרשה. We learn the נובי בעניונו של פרשה, ואם פייחסין מחוף אלף פסוקים, and the minimum amount of פסוקים are חוף אלף. אלים כן סולק עניונה בבוצר מהוכי, כגן אלי שייכם צבו על סבחיכם. So then we end with less than 21 פסוקים. הגו ודווקא בשבס בעינן חוף אלף פסוקים. This shir of Chof Aleph Sukkim is by Shabbos. Shloisha Psukim L'chol Echad Min HaKruyim. Three Psukim K'neged every one of the Kruyim. And since Shabbos there are seven Kruyim, so therefore we have 21 Psukim in the Haftarah. אבל ביונטב שקרן חמישה, but יונטב is only five קרויים, סגי בתזבוב פסוקים, so then it's sufficient 15 פסוקים. So let's see the second משנה ברורה סיפקות בייס, בנובי, בתם, what is the reason of the קריא in the נובי? מבני שפעם אחת גזרו גזירה על ישראל שלא יעסקו בתורה. It was a gzeira from the Malchus that they were not permitted to learn Torah. וקורו בנביאים שיבה. So they're not learning Torah, so they took a novi. They chose a novi, which the inyonim and the novi were similar to what the parsha was speaking about. The koru banaviim shive, so they called up seven oilim, uborchu aleim, and they made broches. Keneged ashive shoyetzrichem lalois velikrois betoire. That means there was a takonim to learn the Torah with seven kruyim. Now they were unable to be mekayim this takonim, so they, the next best, they made a kriya of seven kruyim in the novi. Leho yekayrin im kol echad hocheis mishloishim psukim, and each oile learned three psukim. ראי בין כולם חוף על הפסוקים. לכך, אף על פי שגזירה בוטלו, even though this גזירה became bottle, so now כלל ישראל had again the capabilities to learn the parsha with seven oilim, מנהוגם לא בוטל, but this minig that they had originated did not become bottle. ומשמוכי תקנו שהמבטא יקרא בנובי ויפוחס מחוף על הפסוקים. So there was a takone. Now we don't have seven oilim in the novi. But since then, in the eighth Torah, there were 21 psukim connected for the seven oilim. So they were misakin that now we learn 21 psukim from the novi. V'yikoyrei batoyra t'chile, and they made a takone that this oil and the novi should learn the Torah first, mipnei kvoid ha-Torah, k'moi shekosam de besimen reish pei beis b'mishnabura sivkot l'chovches. That means, theoretically, if all we want to do is we want to be mamshech the minig that originated b'shas ha-gzeire to continue to learn the novi, So theoretically, they should lane the Navi. That's it. Then you should have the Oile the Navi should be also Oile the Torah. But if the Oile the Navi would be Oile alone to the Navi, so it would seem that the Navi and the Torah are equal. These seven Oile the Torah, he's Oile the Navi. So, Mishum Kvaida Torah, they were masakin that even the Oile the Navi first has to be Oile the Torah. Vivorech Amavster, Sheva Brochus. The one who's Oile the Mavster makes seven Brochus. What's the seven Brochus? Tahainu, Shtei Brochus, Shemavorech Ala Torah, Lefoneo, Lachel, Asher Brocha Bono, Shanos Alono, Vaachas Ala Novi Lefoneo, Vaalba Lachel. So he makes seven brachas connected shive shekoru b'toyref. So these seven brachas and the Novi are connected to the seven oilim l'toyref. Now let us see further the Gemara. V'loy niskino ha'av toyref. Rak b'tzibo acher shekoru b'toyre. This takone that we lain the mafter, this takone was only niskan at tzibo that lain the toyre. There was shiva oilem la toyre. So there was a takone we should be mamsher and should be another oile should lain the half toyre. Avo belav hochi, but what is if you don't have any oilam la teire, you don't have a sefer teire, you have a navi, but you don't have a sefer teire. Also, likrois im habroches shelofoneo ulachel. So you do not lain the hav teire with the broches. I mean, the takone to be oile lemavster with the seven brachas is only if there was previously a kriya of sheva kruyim betoire, then we are mamshich with another oile lemavster. Our belay brachas shori. If you want to lay down toire without any brachas at all, that's no problem. But the takone to make the seven brachas was only said if there were previously seven oilim. Zakta Mishnah Brure, Abu Balav Hochi, Kigain, Shlehoyelem Sefer Torah Likreis Bo, they did not have a Sefer Torah. If they didn't have a Sefer Torah, so finished, then there's no takone of Kriyas Av Torah. V'imkoru b'sefer Torah v'nimtzeis achar hakriya shehi psula. They leaned in a sefer Torah, and after the kriya, they found out that it's possible. Now, I'd like to mention in Mishnah Brura Simin Kuf Mem Gimel Sifkotun Yud Gimel. He says as follows, and this is Alalocha we paskin. Im Nimzo, if one finds a tois in a Sefer Torah, Acher Shekvar Kora HaSedre. That means they finish laning the Sedre, and after the last oiler says, nice and a Torah, he squints a little bit, and he says, oh, Shem HaShemayim, one of the Oishias is split, or there's an Egiyah. But that's after they learned the Torah, also lehem hakriya. So b'di'evet, that means if you find it before, there's a whole parsha what to do, a whole sugya. What do you do now if you have a puzzle, a sefer Torah? But there's a b'china of ignorance is bliss. That means if they first found out that the sefer Torah is puzzle, after the kriya, they were yet to the kriya. They were Yetzer, they could have been the Yemen. If they laid already the Sedra, and then they found out it's a Bosla Sefer Torah, they were Yetzer, the Kriya, they don't have to go to another shul. Don't they still were Yetzer? So now, so he says, V'im Koru B'Sefer Torah, they laid the Sefer Torah, V'nimta Acha Kriya Shehi Psula, after the Kriya, they found out that it's Bosla. So Abu Lamaisa, they were yoter the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah. So Filahochim Avtirin Achel. So even though now they found out it's possible, but since they were yoter without Kriyam, so they can continue making the Birchas of Torah. Avavochim Abrochis Lefoneo Lachel. Vayim Bebir Alochem. Im ein Eruv, anu Shaila. You hear the place that they learned the Torah, and they all they have in this Mokim is a Sefer Torah. There's no Chumash, there's nothing. So now, maybe in someone else's house, someone has a Chumash in his house, but there's no Eruv. So they learned the Torah here, and in Reuven's house, there's a Chumash. And the Chumash can't get to where we learned because there's no Erev. Im ein Erev, she'yicholem lohavi hanovi oy Chumash bebeis ha'knesses lahavtel. There's no Erev to bring a Chumash. And we learned the Torah. Is Hulchen Asore, so there were at least 10 people by the Kriyas HaTorah in the shul. Hulchen Asore, so 10 of these people go, Umavtirim Bebaye Shemunach Shom, so they go there.
Any 10.
Then they all can go for practical purposes. Everyone can go. And at least 10 have to go. Umavtirim Bebaye Shemunach Shom. So now you have 10 people who were by a Kriyas HaTorah. These 10 people are chayivs to lane the mafta. There's a chiv to lane the mafta. That means the mafta was also oiler there. The mafta was oiler in the shul. So that means there were 7 oilim, and then they called up the 8th oiler for mafta. And then after they called up the 8th oiler for the mafta, they look around for chumash, and there's no chumash to be seen. So hechin asore maftirim bebayis shemunach shom. Or be Birchas HaTorah gam kein, and there they'll make Birchas HaTorah. Berei mikol mokem koru b'Torah tchile, af apish lehoyo b'oisei mokem. Even though they did not lay the Torah in that house, but there was a Kriyas HaTorah. These 10 people were by Kriyas HaTorah. These 10 people are mechuyim in mafta. In the shul, there's no chumash, there's no novi. So if we can go to another house and lay there the mafta, this mafta is the HaTorah after the Kriyas HaTorah. And this brings down a very interesting shaila. He brings down from the Marsham as follows. What if you don't have such a mazel? Here we have a mazel in someone's house, there's a chumash. What if you don't have such a mazel? You have a shul with a Sefer Torah and that's it. Don't have anything else. So the Marsham says, so like this. So if it's a normal Shabbos, so you just call up Shiva Kriyim. You're not going to call up, you're not going to say Kaddish and call up an 8th Torah for Mavster, because you're not going to say Mavster. You don't have Mavster, you don't have where to go. So you just say the Shiva Kriyim and I go to talk, and then you say Kaddish afterwards. Because the sole purpose to call up the Mavster is to say mafta, but he's not going to say mafta, so he's calling up the mafta for. But he says, what is if it's yontif? So yontif, Besides the matter, the matter is the kriya of the parshas Amosafim. In Rosh Chodesh is a new kriya. So even though there will not be a matter, and we had already the Chamisha Oilem, Alts Yontef, will call up a sixth Oilem for the parshas Amosafim, and finished. And then we'll be oiler the Torah, even though there's no master. Steve Weiss, Imchal Rosh Chodesh B'Shabbos. What happens if it's Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos? So, like this, when we did the Broche after the Torah, let's just give two cases, and then we'll see what we're talking about. Normally, if you say the Avtoire Shabbos, and Shabbos you say, Baruch Ato Hashem Mekadosh Shabbos, that's the last Baruch of the Avtoire. If it's Shabbos and Yom Tov, you say, Baruch Ato Hashem Mekadosh Shabbos, Yisrael Vazmanim. It's Shabbos, it's Yom Tov, so we say, and the Chesime, we say, Mekadosh Shabbos, Yisrael Vazmanim. Now, we'll explain this on. But here he says, what is if it's Rosh Chodesh? So do we say Baruch Ata Hashem Mekadosh Shabbos V'Rosh Chodeshim, or we say Baruch Ata Hashem Mekadosh Shabbos? That's the din over here. So now, Imchal Rosh Chodesh B'Shabbos, Ein Hamavtir Maskil Shal Rosh Chodesh Klal. You don't mention Rosh Chodesh. You just say Baruch Ata Hashem Mekadosh Shabbos. V'yesh oimrim sh'av al-pi she'ne maskir b'chsime shol Rosh Chodesh, even though by the same you only say Baruch Ata Hashem Mekadosh Shabbos, maskirin oisoi b'soich ha-broche, but in the broche, in the middle of the broche, you do mention Rosh Chodesh oimer ha-shem ha-manoich hazeh v'shem Rosh Chodesh hazeh. The meaning is, you don't mention Rosh Chodesh, period. Now we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah why. Einam after, the Ilmole Shabbos, Einovi B'Rosh Chodesh. That means like this, why are we saying the Mafter? We're only saying the Mafter because it's Shabbos. Rosh Chodesh, you don't say a mafter. There's no chiyuv to say Rosh Chodesh mafter. It's Rosh Chodesh. You have four oilim and finish, and then you say kaddish. There's no mafter Rosh Chodesh. So the whole sibbe, we say the mafter, is because of Shabbos. So in the bracha, we mention Shabbos. It's Rosh Chodesh also, gewaldig. But we are not saying the mafter because of Rosh Chodesh. So therefore, we don't mention Rosh Chodesh. Kriyat Hanavi Urak Mishum Shabbos. So now, and there should be something very, very interesting. So let's make a cheshbon ha-nefesh. Let's talk about Chol HaMoed Pesach. Chol HaMoed Shabbos, Chol HaMoed Pesach. So, L'chore, now, Chol HaMoed, we don't say Mafter Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed is not Chayim and Mafter. Shabbos Chol HaMoed Pesach, so, is like Rosh Chodesh. So, we should mention, Baruch Ata Hashem Mekadosh Shabbos. And then so, it's Chol HaMoed Pesach, Gmaldik, but the Pesach is not a Mechayim to say the Avtoire. Chol HaMoed, you don't say Avtoire, it will be Yom Tov Shel Pesach and it's Shabbos. So then there are two factors why we say the Mafter. We say the Mafter because it's Shabbos. We say the Mafter because it's Yom Tov. Yom Tov, you also say a master. So Memele, so there, Vishas the Chesime will say, Baruch Ata Hashem Mekadosh Shabbos V'Yisrael Vazmanu. That's Yom Tov Shel Shabbos. But if it's Shabbos Chol HaMoed, so the sole reason we say that master is only because of Shabbos. So it's Mamish like Rosh Chodesh. So say, Baruch Ata Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos. Gewaldig. Now, it would ask us, now let's, that's Chol HaMoed Pesach. Let's talk about Chol HaMoed Sukkos. Chol HaMoed Shabbos, Chol HaMoed Sukkos. So you'd ask us, so we'll say, we're Mekim now. Chol HaMoed Sukkos is just like Chol HaMoed Pesach. The Chol HaMoed, you don't say Mafta. So Chol HaMoed Sukkos, you say, Boruch Ato Hashem, Mekadesh HaShabbos. That's Gewaldig. If you'll ask Alamden, but if you look into the Masa, you'll see that it says, Boruch Ato Hashem, Mekadesh HaShabbos, V'Yisroel V'Hazmanim. So now, Kan Sheol HaBen, Sheim V'Shemayim, why Chol HaMoed Sukkos do you say, Mekadesh HaShabbos Yisroel V'Hazmanim? Chol HaMoed is not a Mechayev of Master, so it's mamish just like Pesach. So on this issue, he brings down, the Mishnah Berurah explains the reason. The reason is difficult to understand, but Chol HaMoed Sukkos is more choshuv than Chol HaMoed Pesach in the sense that each day you bring different korbanos. Each day is a yontiv b'fnei atzmai. So even though you don't say the haftarah because of this yontiv, but since it is a cheshivas of a yontiv, so Chol HaMoed Sukkos, you say Boruch Ata Hashem, Mekadesh HaShabbos Yisroel V'Hazmanim. A Gavuchi brings the Goyin, holds not like that. So the Goyin holds, you just say, Boruch Ata Hashem, Mekadesh HaShabbos. When you look in all the Machzorim, it says, Boruch Ata Hashem, Mekadesh HaShabbos, V'Yisroel Batzmanem. If someone says, Boruch Hashem, Mekadesh HaShabbos, and start banging, she can say, well, I hold like the Goyin. About components, if that, and that's what? I don't know. if Solomai said, the Mini Koilam is not like that. Perhaps you can say face with that, but you shouldn't do that. But some of the minigoylam is to say, by Chol HaMoed Sukkos, you say, Boruch Ata Hashem, Mekadesh HaShabbos V'Yisroel V'Hazmanim. Fine. Now, Steve Gimel, Sorer Lechaven Lebirchois HaKoyrim B'Toyre, now, here, Poshet, it means, Sorich Lechavein, it means Lechavein Lishmoya. That's what it means. One should be Mechavein every Shabbos to listen to the brachas of the Torah B'Torah, to listen to the brachas, to the one who says Mafta, V'yana Achayim Omein. And he should answer Amen. That means it seems there's a special din on Shabbos. He should make sure to listen to the brachas and to say Amen on the brachas. Why? What's the special din in Shabbos? V'yalu loy lahashlem minyan meya brachas. Shechiser minyomam b'Shabbos. That means every Shabbos we have a problem like this. There's a takona from David HaMelech to say Meya Brochus b'chol yoyim. And Shabbos we have a shortage. Shemen Esrei, so Mamela, we don't say the Meya Brochus. So Mamela, in order to be mashlam the Brochus, so one should listen to the Oyle LaTorah. And he should answer Amen and Lchaparain these brachas. Now, Tzorich Lechavein, Valkein. Now, if the Tzibur is going to be Yoyse the Meya brachas that they hear from the Oyle LaTorah, Valkein ha-mitzvah al ha-oilim she-yevorchu b'kol rom k'day she-kol ha-kol yishmu v'yuchlu la-neis omein. So the main, if they have a tremendous base medrash, then perhaps the oile is a shikul bayishin, he has to be misgaber on his bayishonus, and he has to clear his throat and say loud in the brachas that everyone should be able to hear the brachas and to answer Amen. Achreim Amen. Now we're going to see something very interesting.
Well, it's in the whole song.
Well, That is a shaila of women achay b'meya brachas. So that was not shebeisach net. By yidei anias amen. Choshuv kiilu hoya mevorech laatzmai. By answering amen, it's equivalent kiilu he said a bracha himself. Now I'd like to elaborate for 3 minutes on what the Mishnah Berurah is saying, and we'll hear Mordechai Chedushim. The Rambam in Hilchos Brachos, Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Aleph, says as follows: Kol Hashemeya Brocha Min HaBrochais, person who heard a Brocha, Mitchilo va'atzayfo, he heard the whole bracha from beginning to end. V'niskaven lotzis bo yedeche bo, saying he was miskaven to be yoitze with the bracha. Well, so, he's yoitze. I mean, Jenna wanted to be yoitze, he wanted to be yoitze, he's yoitze. Va'av al-ri shlei ono amen. Even though I didn't answer amen, there's a klal shemeya ke'oine, I heard the broche, you were mechaven to be moitzi me, I was mechaven to be yoitze with your broche, your yoitze. One aloche. Now the Rambam continues, a second aloche. So, chol ho'oine achar ha'mevorech, a person who answers amen after the mevorech, it's just like he said the bracha. Now, from the Lashon Rambam, we would see there's two dinim. There's one din I could be yoite with Yenim's bracha. If he had kavona, I had kavona. I'm yoite with his bracha. Shemeya koine. I don't have to say a word. There's a second din. If you answered amen, it's ki'ilu, like you said the bracha. A Rambam. Let me just tell you a goin in Masechtas Brachas, a Moyadiki goin, which is perhaps very negeya. There's a shaila in Tosfos with a klal of shemeya koine. I hear what Yana is saying. I'm mechaven to be yoitze. I'm yoitze shemeya koine. We know there's such a concept. Now, what is the din shemeya koine? If I hear the words, we have a woman, a yidene, never went to Beis Yaakov, never had an art scroll siddur. They're saying kiddush. She doesn't understand one word that is being said. She doesn't understand. Her mother didn't understand. She doesn't understand. But she listens to the bracha. You'll give her a questionnaire after the bracha. Can you please tell me what was said in this bracha? I don't know. I'll compone him, but she heard the bracha. They told her, have a kavanah to be yaitza, but be yaitza with the bracha. It is a machlokes harishonim if she's yaitza. What's the machlokes? Because it could be that din other rishonim hold shemeya koine. Does that mean I hear Chinese? Shemeya means I understand what I hear. But if I don't understand what is being said, words are being said, but I don't understand one word. There's no din of shemeya koine. That's other rishonim. Other rishonim hold, no. I heard that. All the sounds, all the words, I'm yaitza machlekes. Zot tegoin. Now, if we will say there's no din of shemeya koine if she doesn't understand, right? There's no din. What will be the din if she said the kiddush? She said the kiddush, she knows how to daven. The same thing, she said all the words. She doesn't understand one word she said, but she said all the words. Then there's no shaila whatsoever. She said kiddush. She understands. She knows. She said the words. She yaitza. But she said it. In shemeya koine, there's a shaila. What if she didn't say it, but she said amen? Amen is just like she said the words. So Mamela if she said, oh my God, I mean, so couldn't be Al-Falach of Shemaya Koine, if she doesn't understand what is being said, there's no, she's not yoytu with his brachim. But answering amen on the brachim is just like I said, the brachim. Now, that's, so now the Mishnah Berurah, what we just said over from the Loshon HaRambam and the Goyin, the Mishnah Berurah says this in five words. Achayim omein, dal yedei anias omein, choshim kilo ahoyo mevorech laatmai. When he says omein, it's just like he said the brachim. Now, let us explain why, what the Mishnah Berurah is saying over here. So there's a mura de ke prima godim, and Rabbi Kivege brings down the prima godim. The prima godim says, the whole concept of Shemeya Ke'oine only applies, let's say, someone's, I want to put on my talis, and you want to make it, want to be mates to me with the brachas, so you'll say, it's hot, it's just, I listen to all the words, I'm yoytzer with your brach. There's a concept of Shemeya Ke'oine. He says, but if there were seven oilim l'toyre, I'm yoytzer with their broche. I'm sorry, I'm not mechuyev in the broche. The whole Bilchus HaTorah is only for the oiler. I don't like to be yoytzer with your broche, and he's not mechaven to be mighty me. The oiler, there's a halacha, the oiler, the Torah has to be mevorech, helps cover the Torah. A gavucha, a maimer, a musge, on this hold, that by Parsha Zocher, Parsha Shkolim, there the mevorech is moitzi the oilam. We won't go, there is moitzi the oilam with the brocha. But we're speaking about a kriyas haTorah of the whole year. It's not shot that the seven oilim in the mafta is moitzi the oilam, because they're not mechuyim in the broche, and they weren't oiled seven times, eight times. He didn't get mafta, he didn't get shlishi, he didn't get anything. He's not yoitzu with the broche. No, what?
The thing is to be a name. So I think water is a thing to work with. And if we have a lot of the stuff in the field, so I mean, this is the thing.
He's not drinking any water. He's just hinting, I'm going to hear a bracha. No, that's not great. If he doesn't, there's another din. I feel like I hear half a bracha. I should also answer amen. But I'm answering amen. Yeah, but over here, we have here a big problem. In the Shabbos, we have to say mea brachas. And I don't have mea brachas. I'm sure the prayers, and I don't have mea brachas. So here, if I hear the bracha is mechaven lishmoya, not motzeis, he listens to the bracha and he answers amen on the bracha. Not I was yoytze with your bracha, but it's kilo I said the bracha in my account of mea bracha. So all the brachas that I heard and I answered amen is kilo I was a mevorech. But not I'm yoytze with your broche, but saying amen after broche is like he was a mevorech. Now, so that's, and there's a guy, the whole tumul, he brings down the machlokes, the Matei Ephraim and Reb Chaim Kalievsky, ish could answer bochu bor shemoyim. The Matei Ephraim says you could answer, and the Reb Chaim Kalievsky says you shouldn't answer. If you want, it's like you said the broche, so you want to, omen is like you said the broche, so you just listen to the broche and say omen, then it's kilu, I said the broche, legabi mea broches. The answer bochu bor shemoyim, bor shemoyim, bor shemoyim, it could be in Sehemsik.
There's
amen
there.
What?
The Baal Harav is amen, and then he can wait the card.
So?
What is he, I mean, is...
Same thing. He had the same problem. Unless his wife bought a whole bunch of bread. He had the same problem. So this is also domain. He's hearing his brachas. He's saying domain. It's the same omen. He just says it louder. Yeah. Ein lanes omen achemes v'tzedek sh'aymen b'brachas sh'achar aftoirem. He says, emes v'tzedek sh'ayn t'asiyim brachem. Ein lanes omen achan amor b'emes sh'anem b'brach שלפני אפטוירה, וזה גם כן ברוך האחס עם מה שאומר אחר כך, ברוך את השם, הברוך הבטוירה, וזו היא חסימוסו. פיין. Now we're going to have מורדיקה חידושים. קוטן יוכל להפטר. הקוטן can say master, גבלדיק. הגור. ואם קורא למאפטר מי שאינו יודע לא ימר אפטר, they called up to the master someone who doesn't know to say the אפטר. He doesn't know the trap, he doesn't know the, whatever, he doesn't know. יוכל אחר לאומרו, so someone else can say the אפטר. אבל לכתחילה אוסו לעשיס כן. That's בדיעבד. You didn't know בדיעבד. You called them up and us, so someone else can say the אבטרים. אבל לכתחילה אוסו לעשיס כן. Now let us see the משנה ברורה and we'll try a little to explain. So the משנה ברורה. מי שאינה ידע היינו שקורא מתחילה הקוטל בתוירה לשם אבטר. Yeah, they called them up to say אבטר. ואחר כך נמצא שאיני ידע לימר אבטר. He doesn't know how to say the אבטר. וכן בגודל כי אגבנו. The same case will be by a גודל. יוכל אחר לימר אבטר וביל חייסר. Yannick can say the Haftarah with the Brachas. The Av Shetikno Shamafta Yikra Betoira Trilim Nekveda Toira. And I'm saying it, and someone else is saying it. And come on, come with the Yavid, Amrini Shigamba Zayika Kovid Latoira. Shenikar Adobo Shetori Betoira Betrilo Lashemafta. So there's also Kovid Atoira, even though someone else is saying the Brachas and the Mafta, but don't put two and two together. Everyone sees clearly the whole reason they called him up is because of the master. טוב יש שוב באסמי שקור בתוירו לשם אבטר יום אחר כך אבטוירו בחיסר גם כן. So the prima goda means to say, if you can say, you can be makriyim, that means the אבטוירו הדמור, and I'll say הדמור, and you'll have this whole אבטוירו, and he'll say it out loud himself, that's preferable. But let's go to the next. The next Mishnah, which is Moyadik Negei, Aval Chathilu. Hainu, she'en koren lemaster, mishle yeide achekach, likreis haptere gamkein. We will not call up somebody to the master who does not know to say the master. Obizmaneinu, shaminik bekamo mekoimis lichtoiv neviyim al klav, obiglile kisei betere, if you have a klav, ואם כן הקורא בנובי הוא מויטי כל הציבור כקריא ספר תורה, לכן אפילו לכתחילה מותר לקרוס למאפטר, אפילו מי שאין ידע לקרוס בנובי בעצמו. Now, if you have a club, so you can call someone, even though he doesn't know to learn from the club, והוא יום הכל הברוכס, והשליח ציבור יקרא הבטוירה כמו שקרא בספר תורה. Now, I like a little to elaborate over here. And the Mishnah, we medayek in the Losh Mishnah Berurah, he says, if there's a klav, וכן הקורא בנביא ומוציא כל הציבור כקריאה ספר תורה. Now, the Mishnah Berurah l'chayre is saying as follows. If there's a class, so then he's moitzi the tzibur. The Baal Kor is moitzi the tzibur. He's moitzi the oilus. So just like by the Sefer Torah alone, the oilus says the brachas, and the Baal Kor is moitzi the tzibur with the kriya, and there's no problem. He's moitzi the oilus, he's moitzi the tzibur, and that's called his oilus. That he's oyla the Torah, and the Bakar is mighty him plus the tzibur. Now, if you do not have a klaf, so l'chayre, you cannot, this is what, there's a Chibas Chassam Sofer that says this, if you don't have a klaf, you can't be mighty the tzibur. With the Haftarah. Yeah. And we're going to have later, if you don't have a klav. So the proper thing to do is that everyone should quietly say the Haftarah together with the person who's saying the Haftarah. So now let's understand this. They're saying quietly because it can't be mighty them. He doesn't have a klav. He's saying it loud. Because that's the Seder. That means you don't have a klaf. I can't be mitzvah. But the Seder, the takona of the Haftarah is, and you're calling up Reuven. Reuven is saying the Haftarah loud. That's how they called me up. I'm saying the Birchas. I got a li in the Torah. I said the Birchas Haftarah. I'm saying the Haftarah loud. I can't be mitzvah because I don't have a klaf. So you lynched too late. But that's called I was oiler lemaster because I'm saying it loud. I was able to master. I said master. But what will be if you call up Reuven and Reuven doesn't know how to say master? So who's going to say master? The Baal Kor. So and the Baal Kor is not might see Reuven. He's not might see anybody. So it's a very modern mice over here. So you call up Reuven. And Reuven said, the Birchas Haftarah, you were. And then, the Baal Kor learned the Haftarah. So, what's Reuven doing here? He's saying the Birchas Haftarah. It's very modern. So I just like to say over two things. We only have really time for one thing. We'll say over one thing. The second thing we'll have to wait till tomorrow, Yitz Hashem. So Rabbi Yankim says, in Emes Liyaki, Rabbi Yankim says as follows. Rabbi Yankim says, "Ma'od yesh lahakpid shloy likroy lemaster misha'ena yedaya ayena yochel likroy sasahavtoyre." You shouldn't call up such a person. Loy lahashe she'echod yevorech vabeis yikro. Elim kein koyre mitaych a klav. If you lay mitaych a klav, umaytzien al yedezes hatzibur. So then, so everyone is yoytza with this kriya, and I'm making the bracha. So this is just like the kriya satayre. Everyone is yoytza with the kriya, and then I make the bracha. I'm oiler for the kriya, but it's called I'm also yoytza with the kriya. It sounds like I say, he's mighty me also. But if it's not a klaf, then he's not mighty me. So why am I different than Yankel is sitting down? Yankel sitting down just as Elder said, still ate. He doesn't make any brachas. Chas v'shalom. And I make the brachas and finished. And after I finish, everyone tells me, Ashkayach, well, they came, Baruch Hashem, I made a nice Mishabarach, I'll shout in this. So therefore, he holds that it shouldn't be done. But the end, if it's done, it's done. So now we have a kasha on the minigoylam, but that as long as tomorrow, before Shabbos, we'll be able to wait till tomorrow, Yitz Hashem.